Strategic Meeting in the Second Heaven. Apollyon by Moses Lushiku of Dominican Republic Congo 27. It was on the 10th of February 2007 at 5 p.m. the Archangel Michael who promised to reveal to me secrets about the devil and spiritual warfare. He came and he held my right hand. Immediately my spirit left my body. Archangel Michael held my right hand. We took a speedy flight. We began to ascend in the speed of light and we found ourselves in the atmosphere and over there in space. The Archangel asked me, "Do you know where we are going?" I was about to respond when he said, "Lucifer has summoned a meeting in the second heaven which will start in a few minutes. The kingdom of heaven has chosen you as their representative to take part in that meeting and reveal the contents of this gathering to the world." A few minutes later we arrived in the second heaven. Then we entered the auditorium which was a huge oval hall. This place was between heaven and the earth. The chief angel Michael said to me, "Fear not and don't panic. You just stand by my side. You must observe and listen to everything. You have been commissioned to tell the world everything you will see and hear." Actually, as I was attending this gathering in the second heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ had entered my body that was left on the earth and he took complete control of my senses. He was addressing the people of God in the church while my spirit was attending this summit in the atmosphere. Back in the auditorium in the second heaven, I noticed that the hall was full to capacity. Demons of all kinds and people from all nations were waiting for the prince of this world, the devil. Once we got in the meeting hall, the chief angel Michael said to me, "Very soon you will see our enemy, which is your enemy." We were hovering over this auditorium when suddenly I heard a thunderous explosion. This detonation was the arrival of Lucifer. The devil did not arrive like everybody else but in a thunderous explosion. Message continues. Destruction and catastrophe. Then, the devil unveiled another strategy called destruction and catastrophe. This gathering in the second heaven was attended by Apollyon. I noticed that by his shape he was a humanoid, but he was absolutely dark and his mouth was animalistic. I noticed that demons are different from one another with very strange shapes and aspects. They don't look like one another. I remember when the Archangel Michael took me to a subterranean kingdom, I saw a demon responsible for secular music. He was a hybrid, half human, and half animal. His upper part was human, but his lower part was antelope. The devil has created demons by crossbreeding species with genes of humans. In this gathering, I saw the devil ordering Apollyon to destroy the lives of the children of God. The devil said to him, "Apollyon, I chose you for destruction. You will get believers to be back to the zero points in their lives. They will work and undertake, and they will start a business, but in the end, they will be back to zero points. The aim of this attack is to weaken the faith of the Christians by inducing stagnation in their lives. Faith is the context. Faith is the trust believers have in the Lord, and by causing believers to stagnate, Apollyon hopes to destroy their faith, without which we cannot please the Lord." Lucifer said to Apollyon, "Enter their houses, ransack everything in order to demoralize them." There was silence in the auditorium when Lucifer was addressing Apollyon, asking him to enter Christian families, and to destroy them. The devil said to him, "Orchestrate wars and revolution in the world. Create social conflicts, and racial conflicts, and unrest. I want victims of wars and refugees. I want children and women running away from war, through destruction and disasters. Humanity and believers will lose their faith in God. Sexual transfer." Then, the devil announced a strategy called sexual transfer. He said to demons, "I want you to cause men and women to have illicit sexual intercourse so that they will transmit demons to one another, and spiritual baggage of each other, and to families. Sexual intercourse unites two people spiritually and physically." The devil said, "As far as I am concerned, sex is all about transfer and they will become one flesh. The man will join the family of the woman, and vice versa, because each family has demons and spiritual baggage. The moment a man sleeps with a woman, there is a demonic transfer, and he will acquire demons and baggage of the family, and the woman will also get demons from her partner as she has joined her sexual partner's family. Colors." Then, the devil announced another strategy called color. In the past, in our country, there was a radio program called Horoscope. The program host was saying that the stars are requiring people to dress, for example, in yellow color on Friday. The man was saying that if you are born on such a date or month, then today's dressing is yellow or red. He was just trying to connect people to the vibration of the astral dimension, because in the astral realm each color represents a specific satanic vibration. The devil continued to address the participants and said, "We know that in the spirit realm colors have meaning, therefore, let us connect humans to astral vibrations, so that our demonic agents can possess them through colors. Let us connect them to the zodiac world so that we can manipulate them." The devil said, "Therefore, let us impose on them daily colors through the horoscope, so that daily bewitchment can reach them easily. I order you to design a weekly schedule of color by assigning every day of the week with a specific color. You will publish every day a specific color in the newspapers by connecting it to a specific date of birth so that every day there will be a specific vibration. Then, the devil said, "This is the interpretation of colors according to us. Through the black color, we shall connect the world of the dead to works of the flesh. Through the white color, we will connect the world to the world of the cemetery so that we can sacrifice them to the power of witchcraft magic. I order my agents working in churches and convents to be dressed in white. Beloved, in the world, there are periods and seasons where people dress in certain colors because the world is proposing to use various colors in relationship to periods of celebrations or feasts. This is a strategy of the enemy to connect humans to satanic energies through specific vibrations for manipulation. That is why we should not follow the trends of the world. I know that on St. Valentine's Day the devil imposes the world to dress in red and black, but when the Archangel Michael took me to the fourth realm of witches, I saw the Lord of Witches and Witchcraft dressed in red and black, in the name of Harima. He is the one enabling witches to fly, and he causes fornication and lies. That is why St. Valentine's Day is all about fornication and sexual immorality, and hotels are fully booked for this purpose. And, today in many churches there are pastors asking the whole congregation to dress, for example, in white color. In the first case, it can be ignorance, but in the second case, the pastor must be an occultic pastor. He wants innocent believers to dress in a certain color for vibration and connection to the spirit realm, especially to the world of the cemetery. In the Catholic Church, the priests are always wearing white because this religion is connected to the world of the cemetery. Many churches are now resorting to using colors, just like in martial arts where colors represent levels or degrees. Let us continue with the words of the enemy, Satan. He said, "You, my servants in the churches and in the convents, will place cemetery items in your facilities and dress in white, and ask your members to dress in white. They will not understand that you are transferring their spirits to the world of the cemetery." Then the devil continued, "As for you, my servants, musicians, you will ask your fans to dress in white on days of concert, and it will be a day of sacrifice." The devil said, "Through the red color we will push humans to violence, aggravations, stress, fights, exaggeration, spending, sexual violence. Through beige color, we will incite humans to hypocrisy. Through yellow color, let our nature in humans be manifested. Through green color, let us push humans to seduction." Many doctors are in occultism, and you can see this color in the hospital. People are dominated through this color, which is also in the American dollar. Through chocolate, let us remove decency and shame, and let us incite humans to obscenity, and the brown color is for martial art power. The devil said, "As believers pray for other stuff, but not for their wardrobes, we will catch them here. Beloved, whatever you buy in the street, make sure you pray over them." When I was back to Earth from this meeting, the Archangel Michael said to me, "You can declare to close in your wardrobe that the colors are normal and cannot be manipulated by demons. It will happen as you say. Calumny or slandering." Then, the devil announced a strategy called calumny or slandering. He said, "This strategy will allow us to destroy pastors and servants of God's reputations, and many will fall here because of false accusations. Many will be accused of being unfaithful. Another will be accused of having children outside of marriage. Others will be accused of being HIV positive. Others will be accused of being a witch." In terms of accusations, the devil operates in three levels: firstly, marriage, then health, then occultism. The devil said, "Make sure that there are false accusations and false testimonies against the servants of God. Accuse them of fornication. Accuse their wives of witchcraft, and accuse them of being a magician, so that people will leave them for the bad reputation." The devil said, "You will take their past and connect it to their present, although they have already repented and changed." Then the devil unveiled an advanced method of slandering. He said to witches and wizards, "You are going to cut off a part of their clothes, or you will get their nail, or you will get their hair in the bathroom, on the comb, or the barbershop, and from these items, you will design a pseudo-body or double in the likeness of these believers, which you will wear like a cloth or mask in order to slander them. You are going to put believers' faces as masks in order to mislead and scare their bosses, their pastors, their fiancés or wives through a nightmare, sleep paralysis, bewitchment. They will confuse you with the mask of believers' faces and identity in order to slander them. As a result, their pastors, their bosses, and their partners will detach and separate themselves from them. Beloved, because of this strategy, I exhort the church to have revelation and discernment. Witches can assume false identities by designing a pseudo-body or a double of people they want to slander. I myself was a witness of this kind of witchcraft slandering. There was a period I and many members of my church were sleeping in the church for many months seeking the face of the Lord, and we were praying every day around midnight in the church. I was sleeping in my room alone for respect, and church members were sleeping in another room, but that particular night, it was around 11 p.m., I was sleeping and resting before prayer when I heard noises of people outside. Then, I woke up and I opened the door. To my surprise, there were crowds of people in the compound. I was surprised because the gate of the church was still locked. I wondered how did they manage to get in, and the other room where the church members were sleeping was also closed. I was trying to identify these people when someone spoke in our local dialect and said, "This time around, do not miss him. Give him a kick on his head." And as I was watching, I saw a member of our church leadership committee called Jean-Claude. He was heading towards me. I was surprised and I said to myself, "My God. How many witches do we have in this church?" Then Jean-Claude approached close to me. I wanted to shout the name of Jesus when he quickly pointed his hands towards me. Actually, he shot rays from his hands. Children like to watch the cartoon The Zodiac Rider, but let me tell you that it is demonic. Jean-Claude made a sign of the rider of the Zodiac. He shot rays from his hands to me before I could shout the name of Jesus. As a result, I was paralyzed, and I fell on the ground. I could not move, but my eyes could see. Beloved, this was not a dream or a nightmare or sleep paralysis. Then this group of witches surrounded me. When Jean-Claude was about to kick me on the head, I tried to shout the name of Jesus, but my voice was gone. Then an inner voice told me to say the name of Jesus even in my heart. When I said the name of Jesus Christ in my heart, my voice came back to me and became audible. As a result, there was an explosive sound in the church compound. As a consequence, this troop of witches disappeared. Then, I saw Jean-Claude running to the other room where the church members were sleeping. I followed his spirit there and I awoke everybody. I asked Jean-Claude, "How long have you been attacking me?" Jean-Claude replied, "Father, I don't know what you're talking about." Then I raised my voice in anger against him and I pressured him. Then Jean-Claude broke into tears and denying and claiming he was innocent. John is a big fellow, and to see him in tears was heartbreaking. My spirit started to doubt. I was no longer confident. I asked myself, "What is happening to me? This is not a dream." Then we started to pray. 2 weeks later, this scenario happened again. I was sleeping when I heard noises of people outside in the church compound. I woke up, and when I went out, there were a number of witches in the church compound, and Jean-Claude was in the middle of these witches. Then I quoted the name of Jesus in my heart as my voice was gone. The name of Jesus was so powerful that even if you quote it in your heart, there will be an effect and a reaction. When I quoted the name of Jesus in my heart, there was an explosive sound in the church compound, and as a result, these witches disappeared. I went to the room where church members were sleeping. I woke them up. I said, "Jean-Claude, this time around you won't deny it." The man started to cry like a child. My spirit was in doubt again. I said, "What is this mystery, because this is not a dream. I am living the experience physically." After that night of prayer, I said, "Lord, if you love me, show me the way out of this. What am I missing?" Then Jesus responded to my prayer. As a result, I was visited by the Archangel Michael, and he said to me, "Next time when Jean-Claude comes to you, you will say, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I hypnotize you,' and once he is hypnotized, you will say, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, be unmasked,' and you will see what will happen." A few weeks later, we were still in prayer in the church sleeping there as it was our tradition. Then, for the third time, the attack happened. Jean-Claude pointed his hand to me and said, "Be hypnotized now." Then I replied to him, "In the name of Jesus, I hypnotize you." This was the kind of stuff we see in movies. There was a confrontation and the crowd of witches in the church compound were all hypnotized and collapsed on the ground. This experience gave me goosebumps. The Archangel Michael said to me, "Once Jean-Claude and these witches are hypnotized, you will say, 'In the name of Jesus, be unmasked.'" Firstly, I observed Jean-Claude on the ground hypnotized and unable to move, but his eyes were opened and moving, but the body was paralyzed. Then I said, "In the name of Jesus, be unmasked." Then he started to move. First, hair grew upon his head, and then he was transformed into a woman right before me. Actually, that woman was my sister-in-law. She was coming to the church to cook for the believers, but she was an enemy. I understood that the devil wanted to slander Brother Jean-Claude, as he was a fervent servant. This is a strategy of the devil. My sister-in-law was a witch that managed to put on a pseudo-body double in the likeness of Jean-Claude in order to slander him and to kill me. After Jean-Claude's image turned into my sister-in-law, I used the name of Jesus on her and on all the witches that were collapsed on the ground. Then they disappeared. Afterward, I went to awake the church members. I related to them what had happened. Jean-Claude was very angry and he asked me for permission to beat my sister-in-law. I understood his anger, but I said, "We are not fighting against flesh and blood."